Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Pure Hope with your host, Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. Hope is the name the angels gave Reverend Gorman. Help open planetary eyes. And that's what we hope to do on Pure Hope. Thank you for joining us.
And what we are going to do today is we are going to talk to an exquisite being of white light tonight, and her name is Reverend Carrie Chapman, who is from the Namaste Retreat Center in Wisconsin, Minnesota.
And, no, not in Minnesota, hon, just Wisconsin. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I can bilocate, but... Or maybe, did you get maybe a premonition I'm opening another one in Minnesota?
Well, it could be. Well, welcome, Carrie, on the show. I know that you're going to be doing some divine equations with us, and we're going to talk a little about karma tonight, which I am very, very excited about. And so the first thing I'm going to ask, Carrie, as long as we had a little bit of technical difficulty, you want to tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and how long you've been doing your spirit work upon this planet and all the good stuff you have to talk about?
Well, it's just, one, I am literally honored to be on the planet and conscious at this time. With all the awakening taking place and everyone growing, I've had Namaste for a little over 20 years, and my guidance, my oversoul, and my master guides, teachers, and angels wanted me to open this center to help balance the energies in this area many miles. So literally, I'm here holding a specific energy, which is love and light, but also making myself available and our guidance to anyone who seeks, needs advice, any counseling, go into the Akashic Records and see what the next single thing for them to do or know to be in a state of divine grace is. I do healing work. I'm certified in about 15 different modalities, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I know who I am and what I'm here to do. I'm here to serve not only, God, creator, the universe, and all the master guides, teachers, and angels, but everyone else.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I wanted to let our guests know as they're kind of coming back on board or if they're still here, you are able to call us up at this program to ask Reverend Carrie Chapman any questions or any comments. All you have to do is call the number 213-559-2974. And press the number 1. I'm going to give that to you again, 213-559-2974. Press the number 1, and our program director, Tom, will put you on the air with Carrie. And we would absolutely welcome your questions. I know Carrie would welcome your questions and any comments that you might have. But, so
absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about how you and I, and why I have you on with us, Carrie, is because I know that you are one who is helping people seek movement and come into their awakening. And I am also in this physical manifestation here at this time, working and collaborating with the great beings of love and light like you are. And that it is time for us to wake up now. Can you talk to our audience and our guests a little bit about why you think this program and the work that you do is so pertinent right now upon the planet?
All right. Well, thank you, Hope. That truly is one of the best questions you could have asked. we are going through the Great Awakening, and the time is now. It literally was now a year ago. But the messages I've been receiving just in the last couple of weeks is there is going to be a major, major, massive awakening on January 1st, 2018. It's just an extension of what has already been going on. But let us give you an example, dear one. Let's say the last Great Awakening we went through was a number 5 out of 10, 10 being the most. Starting January, it's going to be 11. The time is now. And working with you on the blog show and your beautiful church, HIC, we're able to get that message out to more people. It is so important. If we do not prepare for this shift and energy on January 1st, it's no longer the 2x4, it's the 4x8. So you will be literally given the opportunity to jump on the bandwagon or not, but the decision must be made. It must be made. And we need to prepare for that inflow of new energy. It is very, very positive. But for those who are bucking the awakening or just don't want to, that's okay. It's free will. But it's going to be more difficult for them to get through that energy shift. For the ones that are already on the path, the star seeds, the light workers, all of us, we're going to feel it, of course, but it won't be as drastic as it would be for the ones who are not awakened or just don't want to awaken. So your show is so important for that hope, because we reach so many people, and your center and namaste, that's what we're all here to do.
Yes, yes.
Was that too much?
No. That's what I love about you, because I can feel, I can sense, I can hear your passion and your honoring towards what's going on. And I love it when I talk to you, because I feel this sense of delight and yet urgency all at the same time. And I want all of our guests to know that who are listening tonight, because you're all of our guests, and we want you to know that Carrie and I come from a heart-based centered reality, and we love you also very much, and we want you to get on board with the awakening process and the importance of what is happening right now. I also, Carrie, wanted you to talk a little bit about, because for some time we've been awakened and we've been working and collaborating with the masters, that many of our listeners don't know the relationship between Chela and masters.
Right.
Can you explain, and sometimes we talk about checking in with our council or checking in with our group or team. Explain that a little bit to our audience.
I want everyone to keep in mind, please, to discern and filter everything we say through your own heart knowing. And if it feels as a truth, great, take it and run with it. If it doesn't, simply release it and let it go or store it for future reference. It's our understanding that the Chelas are what we call a teacher or maybe a guru, but in the new energy, in the new paradigm, seeking a guru is no longer being energetically supported. The guru and the Chela is you. We are the very ones that we've been seeking. A master, ascended master, has gained mastery of self and truly wants that oneness with God, Creator, and the universe. They've mastered time and space and the lower bodies. So they're very close, the Chela and the master. But even though they're different vibrations, now I'm glad you asked, what can we do to reach that level? How do we go about it? The very first thing is to get in communication with your own soul, oversoul, higher self, whatever you want to call it. You need to start at that level, because you can't reach mastery by going from number one to number 10. You have got, all of us did, I have, you have, we've got to go through each step. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. The very first step is to get in communication with your own soul, because we're here to live our soul's path, and we are a part of our soul. So that is how you would make that connection also to the masters, all the master guides, teachers, and angels. And I'm a firm believer of inspirational writing. We have all of this these abilities, and in order to really find out what those are and how to improve them would be through inspirational writing, which is basically channeling. But again, that will give you the step and the tool to be able to communicate with the master guides, teachers, and angels. Then the biggest thing, Hope, is their doubt.
Yes.
You know, they're doubting, well, I mean, I can talk to Archangel Michael? Well, yeah. You mean I can talk to Master Jesus? Yes. Mother Mary? Yes. You don't need me or Hope. You can do this, but we've got to be willing to release all the baggage that no longer serves our highest good to be able to make room for all of that love, light, and communication. It's the doubt. We need to all let that darn doubt go.
Yes, yes, yes. Explain to our guests what the oversoul means, because we talk about from your oversoul having this absolute, and everybody, I want everybody to know that when Carrie does give a reading, that she's an integral energetic field, and she always speaks from her oversoul to your oversoul. And a lot of our audience don't understand what the oversoul is. Do you want to explain that to everybody tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Well, everyone has an oversoul, or some call it a higher self. And right above the top of our head, about 4 to 6 inches, in a funnel-shaped configuration, we have 12 aspects of who we are. The only difference between the oversoul and us is they're vibrating at a much higher level, and they don't have to deal with the emotional body. So if we communicate with our soul, it is a much clean, clearer form of communication. You can do that by just asking. I'm making the valid intention right now to communicate with my soul and Janice, Hope's soul, now. And then you're at that level. And you can actually test this. You know, we ask our clients and students, test it. If you know a specific person that you're having a difficult time communicating with, just before that call or email or in person, say, I'm making a valid intention that I'm going to be communicating with Mary Jo Sue through the oversoul and oversoul only. So be it, so it is, and so it has been accepted. This work can be easy. So once we're communicating with the soul, it's much easier then to open up or have that reality that you can communicate with all the master guides, teachers, and angels. Mm-hmm. So to us, the first step to doing all of the communication with everyone, including God Creator direct, is through the oversoul. When I talk to Master Jesus or Archangel Michael or Kuan Yin or Mother Mary or God Creator, it's through the oversoul. That is a gift that the Creator gave us, was the gift of discernment, to be able to discern the energies and the vibrations.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. Because lots of people do not
understand. Did we answer that well enough, hon, or do you want us to elaborate more?
Well, elaborate just a little bit, because I think that even people who are awakened do not understand these bodies of energies that we connect with that is in our higher energetic field, our oversoul.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just a higher aspect. The oversoul, higher self, is vibrating at a much faster level. So that makes them more... their bodies are more see-through. You can actually see them when you communicate with them. It's so important because we are our soul. We're an aspect of our soul. So would it not serve our highest good to be communicating with our soul 24/7? I do nothing, literally nothing, until I confer with my soul to ask them, am I being energetically supported to do this show with hope? Am I being energetically supported to go see, you know, somebody else for a healing or a reading? So the sooner that you can make that connection with your soul, I promise you, we promise you, your life is going to shift in such a positive way. You've got a whole council of 12 that you can be communicating with, and it's a beautiful thing. So maybe if you don't analytically understand it, that's okay. Go to your heart knowing. Your heart knows.
Yes, yes, yes. You did that well. You did that very well. That's a great explanation. When we talk about, again, how urgent it is right now, I love it when you have on your website that there are three types of people on the planet right now. And the first group is those who make things happen. Second, those people who watch things happen. And the third group is those things that wonder, what the heck just happened? And
yes,
we're supposed to ask ourselves right now, which type are you? And one of the things that I have found working with you and working also with one of your students and talking to her, Shirley B., is about these divine equations that you are bringing out into the planet at this time, about what they are and how they work and what they do.
Sure. We'll just keep it real simple, okay, because
okay,
truly it can be simple.
Mm-hmm.
These divine equations come from the omniverse, which is beyond our universes and galaxies. And then they come through the universal language of light. And the equations will activate or trigger latent memory in your DNA. The equations help us to recognize who we are and the gifts within self. The divine equations will move you to a higher vibrational level. And again, although you may not understand it analytically through the left brain, try to just move yourself to the right brain and receive it in the heart knowing. The equations are a gift, literally a gift. Everything in the universe, here and beyond, is mathematical. So it is my understanding through a set of numbers and letters and tones that are harmonically recited, it can awaken latent memory. And my gosh, that's the greatest thing. I mean, if we can all remember who we are and what we're here to do and our gifts, it would make it a lot easier. So know that these equations are here to help you individually and also as a collective.
So when you get these divine equations, are you getting them from your oversoul, which is in collaboration with your group?
That is a great question. Everything that comes to me, everything is filtered through my oversoul. It is a gift because once it comes through the oversoul and that vibration, there's something that just doesn't feel right, I will immediately shut down. But yeah, I get it through my oversoul. And because I know the different vibrations of the masters and who I'm working with, I immediately know who it is. Because each master, each angel has their own energy signature. And once you learn how to read energy, it becomes very simple in identifying the different masters. But yes, Hope, that was a good question. Everything is filtered through my oversoul.
Good, good, good. The other question that I wanted to ask you a little bit about the Lords of Karma. You know, Christina always would tell me a little bit about, oh, don't worry about it, give it to the Lords of Karma. And I believe that the Lords of Karma are really doing their work right now. Can you explain to our listeners who the Lords of Karma are?
Well, the Lords of Karma is a group of masters that literally recycle, if you want. I'm sorry for using those words, but they literally will recycle it. They will look at it. They will figure out what's going to be the easiest way for that person to handle this. Normally, in karma, if you do something and it wasn't in integrity or it wasn't appropriate, normally you would have to come back in another body or whatever you choose, and you would have to repeat that lesson. But please know, dear ones, that's the old paradigm. There is a new paradigm on the planet now, and we can actually take everyone who is listening right now, we can take them off the wheel of karma if they want to. And I don't understand why anyone wouldn't want to, but you will now have instant karma. And what we mean by that, and it just happened to me today. I apologize to Daisy, my dog, but I got upset with her and I screamed at her. And she tucked her tail and ran. It was like, oh my gosh, that was not right. So I took the responsibility and went over to her and said I was sorry, but I hit my elbow on a cupboard and I thought I was going to die. So it's instant karma now. If you don't take responsibility for the action, then you will have instant karma. And I did with my elbow.
Instant. That I agree with as well. And I keep on telling everybody that your karma doesn't keep on gathering and you're not going to pay it back next lifetime. It's that it is absolutely working right now. And so do you think that that's what we're seeing here upon the planet? With fires in Napa Valley or California, what in the world is going on the planet?
This is what I get from Archangel Michael, Master Jesus, Metatron, all of them. They seem to agree on this, but please, everyone, you know, filter what we say through your own heart, knowing what's going on is a major purging. There is unprecedented time right now on the planet. And in order, again, to receive these beautiful, wonderful energies coming through on January 1st, we have got to let go of everything and purge. So right now, Mother Earth and the elementals and the trees and the critters, they're all going through a purging, a cleansing. Does this make sense, Hope?
Yes, it makes total sense. That's what I believe that is happening upon the planet at this time. It's not a punishment. It's not.
No, it's not punishment. God does not. God, Creator, it's just interesting how so many people, even the awakened ones, think that God, Creator, is punishing us. It's not. It's a learning lesson. It's a learning. The God that I know, Creator I know, does not punish us. We are usually our worst punishers.
Right.
We
right.
as individuals. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, I believe that as well. I would believe that.
So this is why in the beginning we suggested, you know, please prepare for these new energies coming in. Purge, let go of all of the baggage that's no longer needed. And you can work with your oversoul and the angels and the masters by simply stating it. You know, I'm giving permission to release and let go of all those things which no longer serve my highest good, and with grace. It's no longer in our belief system. We have to have pain to gain. That's the old paradigm.
Yes, yes. I would agree. So doing these divine equations, that means we can kind of do that releasement when you do your divine equations for people. I know that they're divine equations that are coming from Mary Magdalene, the Divine Feminine, and Sasquatch. And I mean, so what kind of divine equations are you bringing through at this time for people?
Well, I'm not sure the label you want me to put on it.
Okay.
It's just a divine equation that is going to help awaken people and awaken latent memory. And hopefully, and it is in the divine equation we brought through, and hopefully to release the stuff that's no longer to our highest good, and to bring forward all of our love, light, peace, and creativity. Did you want more on that, Hope?
Well, the biggest thing that I would like to provide for our listeners this evening is a possibility to do some releasing and to hear some of that divine equation. I would like to just let our listeners know that Carrie and I continue to talk about that these divine equations and some of the work that we do as light workers, it kind of has to override the mental. You're not going to understand this through the mental realm, but to open up your heart chakras. So would you be able to provide for our listeners tonight a possibility of the process of listening to a divine equation and doing some purging or releasing?
Great. Just be centered in your heart knowing. Turn off all televisions, phones, et cetera, et cetera. You might want to light a candle. And you said it so perfect, Hope. These equations are not to be energetically received because you won't be able to receive it through the left brain. You won't be able to analytically receive it. We want you to move to your heart knowing, because your heart and your soul knows these equations. So it's okay to let the left brain go and let the right brain, heart knowing, receive this. If our listeners can do that, they will understand. They will understand. They are here. These equations are here to help us, to give us a boost, to give us a little bit of hope. And the key word here is believe. Believe. The equations are from the fifth dimension and above. And there's many, many, many levels of awakening. And a lot of people I know that I've talked to will say, well, Carrie, I've already been through my awakening. Oh, if we were to go through our awakening all at one time, our body would go into total shock. So we are going to experience many awakenings. Each time we remove one of those layers of the onion, there's another aspect of the Great Awakening. So we will have many awakenings through this lifespan. Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. I was preparing myself for the divine equation.
Yes, just, you know, be in your heart knowing and just move out of the way. Now, during some of the verbiage, because we are covering releasing, I want all of our listeners just, you know, say aloud or silently, however you're comfortable, yes, I want to do that. No, I don't want to do this. Yes, I want to receive that. And be in that heart knowing. And I promise every single one of the listeners will get it. And this is a very, very, very special equation, alphanumeric. Einstein is also helping me with these equations.
Wonderful.
And, you know, when you can move into that energy and harmonically recite the numbers, letters, it truly brings about a wonderful synergy. What would you like to ask now, dear one?
I was wondering if you were going to take us through a divine equation.
Absolutely. But okay. What we would like to do first is anyone that is interested in stepping off the wheel of karma, which we highly suggest you do, we want you to follow us when I ask you to say what I say, and then include your name, we will be able to take them off, okay? It's real short.
Okay.
All right? So I want everyone to say I and state your name.
I, Janice. I, Hope.
Declare and accept.
Declare and accept.
Moving all my bodies.
Moving all of my bodies.
Physical.
Physical.
Mental.
Mental.
Spiritual.
Spiritual.
Emotional.
Emotional.
And all my consciousness.
And all of my consciousness.
All my property.
All my properties.
Into the law of harmony.
Into the law of harmony.
Balance.
Balance.
And grace.
And grace.
I deliberately. Step off the wheel of karma.
Step off the wheel of karma.
On this 12th day.
On this 12th day
of December.
Of December.
In the year of our Lord.
In the year of our Lord.
2017.
2017.
So be it.
So be it.
And so it has been accepted. I am now karma free.
I am now karma free.
All right. And now what we would also like to do before we start the equation, we want everyone in present time to reclaim your free will. There's some nasty energies on the planet at this time called the Archons. And the prayer of exorcism with Archangel Michael and the robotic with Master Jesus was not working on them. So, of course, I had to go into meditation and bring through the clearing of the Archons. They're very nasty. They're organic. They seem to attack the brain and the emotional body. So if we reclaim our free will right now, they cannot harm us. When any being, whether that be light or dark, any being or spirit wants to be involved in the third dimension of Earth, they have to go by the universal and spiritual laws of that planet. And we have free will. So once we restate our free will, they can no longer bother us. And this comes directly from Saturn command, who is energetically supporting this for free will. So we would like to, it's just a short little thing, okay?
Okay.
I can't hear you, hon.
Okay, that sounds good. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay.
All right. Again, I state your name.
I hope.
On this 12th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2017.
On this day of our Lord, 2017.
Reclaim.
Reclaim.
My free will.
My free will.
On earth now.
On earth now.
So be it, and so it has been accepted. No one can break this law of free will once stated. And this really works on the Archon energies. And the reason we, you notice we say, okay, the date and you know, we're very specific. We've got Archangel Metatron present, and he's the keeper of the Akashic Records. So every time we say the date and what we're doing, that is being recorded in the records.
Oh, good to know.
So if anyone wants to do that, you can do it yourself. It's up on our prayer page. On my website, the, you know, instructions for dealing with the Archons.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so would you like me to start the divine equation now?
Absolutely, please.
All right, great. Okay, I want all of our listeners to take in a deep breath in through your nose, and as you exhale, give yourself permission to relax. Consciously move into your right brain or go directly to your heart knowing. We invite the presence of Archangel Michael, Master Jesus, the Knights Templar, Saturn Command, Ventura, Ashtar Command, World Servers of Peace. We ask that the violet flame of transmutation to be anchored in every single room of all listeners now. We invite the elementals, the Paiutes, our star brothers and sisters of the light through the Christ consciousness vibration only. We invite all levels of our soul, all mother energies, the spiritual hierarchy, the great white brotherhood of the I Am Presence, Commander K, Master Keen Zoser, all to be present and receptive to us now. We ask that Archangel Michael please to record this in the Akashic Records on this 12th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2017. We thank you. We ask that any and all energy work being done in and through our bodies be in alignment with the divine plan of God Creator for the planet Earth and all species of life on the Earth and beyond, and we ask that it be given only at the level that we can energetically receive. Thank you. Winter solstice and New Year 2018 and beyond. New energy signature 11889911. K to the power of 11, 1212 to the power of 12, 1313 to the power of 13, to infinity, 8888 Z1 QI ASLZQ K8MVXXX2HIC8884260 Star Gathering Matrix Energy Signature I132222BCLYP13555 Experiencing the energy of Cosmic Christ Consciousness 5555255 2 5 Q 5 K 5 Z 5 E L C E S C 5555 HIC 77777 Moving, evolving from the Homo sapien into the evolved Homo universalis with the highest level soul infusion and communication. 6111222 7 3 4 QBTLM Z Z Z Z C C C C 9 9 9 8 8 N 5 5 0 0 0 0 Go to Grace Factor 8 8 8 8 8 2 4 8 7 9 0 1 1 1 and merge as our soul allows. Awaken humanity for the new earth. Carry of the Omniversal K System, Crystalline Matrix 5555 999 K1 Q1 Z1 N W Q Q Q Q 77 K 77 7 4 4 4 4 P M 1 N S S S S 1 3 3 1 1 3 to the power of 13 Omniversal energies calling forth the new frequencies and vibrations for the new earth and all species of life on the earth. 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 dolphin, light bearers, light beings, angels, creator gods, the divine soul of us all, releasing to come unified in our function and design, resurrection and ascension process, Genesis life from lifelessness, 888-Q2V697AZLBREKKZZQ1Z1K1, visionary consciousness, the collective, 432-KZQL-432. Receiving the gift of discernment through the Cosmic Christ Consciousness, 19088F, TD, LLX, OCCB5MMM. And go to Grace Factor and merge. Seven, seven, seven. An integration with higher spiritual frequencies within the third dimensional plane, manifesting your physical reality on the new earth plane. MLP 369248 JJJ BVSSS TYU 888 to infinity. The unified spiral of the physical merging with the spiritual, moving toward the completion of the ascension process through the energies of 22 and 444. QKZLJ 8822 1213. 1111 to the power of 11, beginning of a whole new level or phase of development, another dimension or frequency of experience, opening 11 that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. 84269X 1Q1K4Z11J3111111. Action evolve. Unification Templars 99981 W G ZQQQ11111ADCADAD. Glory grids engaged, raising energy and vibration higher, higher, higher. Knights Templar 8888. 1111BF W9 7 9 H C I J M O P U A S Q 2 3 2 9 8 4 2 1 9 3 5 9 9 5 7 2 7 1 8 7. Nine S five A G L Q A J Z Z Z K calibration, God creator force, origin points coordinating to the power of 55555, our original divine blueprints as Christ consciousness, homo universalis beings. I am that I am. Embracing our freedom, we cast out illusions, calling forth truth. We embrace our divine energy signature of truth and freedom. Restore memory now to the power of the omniversal energies and synergies of love, 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 love. 8888 8422Z4988 85K3444Q551199. Truth. Truth, truth. 111GUOD. I am that I am. 5555444499999999. You are working behind and beyond the veil of illusion. QVKFDTHIKM4192677. Alignment Participation, New Frequencies 2018 and Beyond of Light. I am grids, polarize, interface, archetype, stabilize, breathe, breathe. Abundance for all. Unification Templars, Knights Templar, Matrix for all souls. Glory grids engage all and all. 888-11-1355-4493-6677. Maui, I am grids, abundance, 1313131 for all. 999 symbolizes the three levels of the Trinity. Release and let go of all things which no longer serve your highest good now. Completion 99999999. BJKLDD2KQ1Z7. 1212 Cosmic Connection, a bridge to the future, signifies a level of graduation and initiation. Engage bridge now. Zero, one, J, G, W, P, K, K, Q, Z, 5, 5, 5, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 1, to the power of 12, 12, 13, 13, to infinity. 0, 0, 0, switching, moving into a new energy field and new Mother Earth. OPUS 000, OPUS 000, to the power of 432100001. Anchor, dock, and download fire language for Solstice 2018, HIC Star Gathering, New Earth, New Energies, and New Consciousness for all 2018 and beyond. Whew. Infuse Particle Physics Inquest and go to Grace Factor 4 and merge, allow. Anchor, lock, and seal with the galactic principle of divine thought based in divine love, making the invisible visible and the unknowable knowable. DDDD 9999. DDDD 4444. Configuration to acceleration. Blindfolds off. Every dimension of consciousness, all soul levels, grid axes, revision to the new earth. Grace 962 GB AA AX AXIS 8844455599. Configure Synergy Space Time Masters axes, SL 144, 1,044, 144,000. Three waves of 144,000. First waivers. Many are tired. Rejuvenate, revitalize, and re-energize. QZTLLK88DY5MP2XQZKL10777. Second and third waivers, we need you. Step up, step up, step up. AAB241MENP9760425188. 1KHRDQZKB4. KX5ZZZY21NJKKK. Configure synergy, time and space, master axes, sacred souls blending, weaving, stabilizing the new earth, and go to Grace Factor 4. January 1st, 2018, solutions and resolution for the highest good of all concerned here and beyond. 9999Z4T9Q6K888L9990000000 to the power of 10. For the evolving new earth and all species of life on the earth and beyond, I am that I am. Hope at the base frequency, removing frequency fences for soul-to-soul communication and manifestation. 144MSL, I to the power of 144, consciousness in the fifth dimension, ZW S502111 M36NJ29SQTEWJEEY369. ABC calibrating modulation, insert modulations. ZBDLLLPPPQQQ. Dance. Weave. Emerge. Calibrating, modulating, insert ZZ calculations, KK calculations. 5555. I am my true heart's desires. Tapping awakened ones, tapping repaired hearts, opening oversoul to capacity for infusion, and go to Grace Factor 4. Breathe deep, allow calibrations, breathe. Earth and star transmitting. The force is within you. I am that I am. ICFBCCB169277HIEU. Activate heart knowing. I know that I know. 44ZQKLED888. 0002 4156. Divine Feminine at 279-BDUKQ444-1331-13333, enveloping pink and green ray of divine love, 8888. Alignment participation, I-9 grids, 22 polarized interface archetype. Paradigm shift. Engage matrix now. You are home. You are aligned with your soul. Pleasant journey. Breathe, beloveds. And so it is. Beloved, I am that I am. We have been awaiting your arrival. We thank you. You are the ones you've been seeking. This is your destiny. Transmission complete to the tone of ah and om and e. Ong. W444 E555 5 5 5 5 5 D 5 5 5 5 5 X 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 Adonai Sabaoth. Namaste. You still there?
I am still here.
Okay, well, what we need to do now is we ask everyone to please gently allow yourself to come back into your body, just gently. And then we want you to wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers. And we really need you to agree to come back into your physical body now. That was an amazing equation.
I want everyone to know that Carrie is internationally known, and she's internationally known for this type of work that she has done around, and I mean around the world. We are not telling a lie. She has been around the world anchoring cities of lights all over the place. She is extremely accurate, has an accurate ability and transparency to communicate through her oversoul to all beings oversoul. She is directed from the galactic heavens to bring forth information that can guide our planet into the ascension process, which we are overly due for that now, and she is dedicated passionately and thoroughly and completely. In this equation, when you heard that she is asking that the new light workers to step up, because we have been weary, haven't we, Carrie? It's been an interesting journey, has it not?
Yes, and you know, a lot of us first wavers, we're getting tired. You know, we need some of these second and third wavers to step up. Let's teach them everything we know. You know, they're our future leaders, not only spiritually, metaphysically, but in the world.
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk just a little bit more about our star gathering that we are going to have here at the Hope Interfaith Center on June 22nd and 23rd of 2000.
Yes, did you notice that was in the divine equation, Miss Hope?
I did, Carrie, and I loved it because it is a grand and great opportunity to invite those second waivers to come forth to the Hope Interfaith Center. What do you think is going to happen? I know that for me, I've decided to bring all of you beautiful beings here to the Hope Interfaith Center, especially you, Carrie, to kind of help create this portal, and you're going to anchor a city of light here in the Mankato area. Can you?
Yes, we are. All of us are going to do that. We're all going to play a very important role. It's a lot easier to bring in these cities of light when we have a lot of people. If you only have one person, then all of that energy is going through that person to the earth. But if we have many people there, they will receive the amazing energies. They will help us do, you know, this vital work. These cities of light, for now, from what I understand, again, they're from the Omniverse. And from what I understand, there's 13 involved in a planetary that we will be anchoring in. And the one that we're doing there in Mankato will be number 8. So what do they do? Why bring these cities of light in? They're here to help us. They are here to raise our consciousness for positive change, new awareness, soul energies, spiritual gifts, and remembrance. And again, there's 13 involved interplanetary in the transitioning of Earth to the fifth dimension. And they're usually anchored in large cities of light. I mean, large cities like Mankato, Minnesota, you know, on specific grid areas on the earth. And they're here to help us. So what a wonderful opportunity for everyone to come and be a part and to witness and to feel the very energies of these cities of light. Hope, I'm sure you've heard of the New Jerusalem, correct?
Correct, I have.
Okay, well, that's a city of light. That's the first one that was ever brought in. And I believe that, yeah, that's tethered over the Yucatan. So these are more cities of light to help humanity, and all species of life on the planet. They're going to help us raise our vibration, to let go of all the old baggage, to bring in one thing and one thing only. Love. 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 So by including the star gathering in June in the equation, dear one, we are already setting the energies. Do you understand?
I do understand. We have a question, Carrie. I think I'm going to bring this person on the air. Let's see.
Great.
Hello, do you have a question for Carrie Chapman?
Oh, what kind of question can I ask?
Well, hon, you remember, we're public right now, live. So, you know, if it's personal, we definitely wouldn't ask.
Oh, okay. No, I don't have a general question, but I'm just listening to you.
Well, what is your name?
It's Nisa.
Nisa? Well, Nisa, we hope to talk to you again, hon. If you want to call me on my phone number, I will go ahead and answer your questions at no charge, hon, because I understand it's a little bit personal for the live show.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right, hon.
I can answer it.
Okay, what is your question?
Well, me and my boyfriend, we had kind of a disagreement, and after a disagreement, he hasn't spoken to me anymore or contacted me. I don't know what to do, or should I just let it go, or?
Mm-hmm. Well, and please filter what we say through your own heart, knowing this definitely is not your soulmate or even one that would be considering marriage, and because there was that disagreement in communication, it looks right now like communication is out. So what we would do, and this works, it works so good, is just say, included in your morning prayer or meditation, I forgive myself and I forgive, insert his name, for the learning experiences that we have created. Because that makes no one right or no one wrong. You are just forgiving him and yourself for that learning experience.
Yeah, okay. So you don't see this as a long-term thing.
I'm sorry, we do not. Not today, right now, at this time. No, we do not, hon. I'm sorry.
Okay, so he's basically angry at me or something, or?
Well, he seems to be. Absolutely, and he's not one, Archangel Michael is saying, he's not one to compromise, and that's a shame, but it's his learning.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Well, welcome.
I don't really care either.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. Well, we have only a few more minutes, Carrie, and I just want to thank you so much for being on the program this evening, and thank you. You're such a delight, and you can hear the passion in your voice and coming from your heart, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you in June of 2018, and just want to wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas and a delightful, energetic to our new year of 2018.
Oh, well, thank you, Hope. It is going to be an amazing year, a positive if we're prepared, and I am looking so forward to June. You have no idea. Well, yeah, you do, because you're looking that forward too.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
going to be, and listen to us, Hope. It's going to be one to write down in the history books.
Yay. We are excited here at the
because when we can come together with that many people, starseeds and light workers, when we come together, well, you know what they say. Where two or more are gathered together, there is the energy present for healing, miracles, and activation. And by George, that's what we're going to be doing.
That's correct. That's correct.
And I love you, Miss Hope. I love everything you do. I love your network, your support. They love you so much, and I know you know that, but we wanted to say that. So did you want me to do a closing prayer and a blessing real quick?
Very quickly, yes. We have about 9 minutes.
Okay. I give thanks to the higher power for the ability to channel healing, information, and activation from the world of spirit. We thank and release all angels, spirits, and beings of light. But those who want to stay with any of our listeners, with Hope and myself, you can, please do. All others, you're released back to your own planes, levels, and dimensions of spirit. Divine Mother, Holy Father, Mother, Father God, we ask your special blessing on all these listeners and Hope and myself. We ask that you continue to keep us under divine protection and at all times guided and guarded by their own angelic beings, and we ask that you please continue to increase the volume of our insight, for we have absolute clarity in a way that our logical mind will know and understand, and we know it is so, and so it is. We thank you, we thank you. Amen, amen. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, which is Hebrew and translates as holy, 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 is the Lord God of hosts. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Carrie. I love you dearly.
I love you too. Now, Hope, you're going to send me like the link for I can get it on my website and Facebook, right?
We will make
for
sure.
For people who couldn't tune in today can click it and listen
absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, I love you, Miss Hope. I love and honor you so very, very much. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas holiday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And everyone who is listening, thank you so much for
being
patient with us as we had a bit of difficulty right from the beginning of our technical energy field. But thank you, Tom. I know that you're listening for Rex and helping us, and Jody.
Thank you, Tom. And you know, that really doesn't surprise us much, Hope, when you get this many people, Tom, you and me and everybody else there at HIC, you know, doing one thing. That's an awful lot of energy, and a lot of times things will go out.
That's correct. That's right. That's what I want all my listeners to know, that that happens, especially when we're doing this on 12-12 as well. So,
I know, huh? Oh, my gosh. Is that awesome or what?
It is. I just want to let all of our listeners know that please join in and listen once again. We're going to have this the last Tuesday of this month. Also, it will be in our archives waiting for everyone to listen to, for those people who have missed it. They can join us on our archives. We have many, many programs there. I also want to invite our guests to come back on January 30th, which we will be live with Christine Day on the air at that time, who will also be taking in questions. She is an ambassador. She's renowned all over the world, internationally, globally, as a Pleiadian ambassador. And she will also be with us at the star gathering that we are going to be having here. So it is going to be fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
And Hope, can we give my phone number and website? Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for that reminder. Go ahead.
All right. All right. Our phone number here in Wisconsin is 920-648-3580. And our website is www.namaste-wi.com.
Thank you.
Well,
so
I love you, little lady. I love you also very, very much.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everyone. And we will talk to you in 2018 in January. Please join us again on the 7th of January, live 7 p.m. with Christine Day. Until we meet again, namaste, namaste, namaste. Good night, Carrie.
Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Pure Hope by Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. And until next time, remember that true greatness consists in being great in the little things. Be kind. Be gentle. Be loving. Be true.